This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Political parties have intensified campaigning for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public meeting in North 24 Parganas district in support of Barasat and Boshirhat Lok Sabha constituencies of West Bengal today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said there is zero tolerance for corruption under his rule. The Prime Minister said Congress and INDIA bloc do not care for common people and they only care for themselves. He said people of Mathura community in West Bengal are being given citizenship under CAA. Mr. Modi said women are being empowered under his government. Earlier, addressing a public rally at Dumka Airport Ground in Jharkhand, PM Modi said action will be further intensified against corrupt people after the 4th of June. Polling will be held in three constituencies, Godda, Dumka and Sahibganj, of Santhal region of Jharkhand, during the final phase of elections on the 1st of June. In Bihar, JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed a rally in Nalanda constituency in Astawa. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath campaigned today for film star and BJP nominee from Gorakhpur Ravi Kishan. Deputy Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Keshav Prasad Maurya also addressed a rally in Vansgaon area of Gorakhpur district. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad has said this time in the Lok Sabha elections, the fight is for saving reservation and the Indian constitution. Talking to media in Patna, he said the 400-plus seat claim of the BJP will fall flat in this election. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav also held a public meeting in Buxar. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav today came down heavily on the BJP in a political rally in Kushinagar district. He alleged that the BJP wants to change the constitution. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Kanyakumari from the 30th of this month. Sources said in Kanyakumari, Mr. Modi will visit the Rock Memorial and meditate at the Dhyan Mandapam, which is the same place where Swami Vivekananda stayed meditation. Indian Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rainfall in Arunachal Pradesh for the next few days. It has issued a red alert in West Kameng, East Kameng, Papumpare and Changlang districts. It said that these districts may witness thunderstorms with lightning and extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places. Heavy rain continues to lash across Kerala, mainly in the southern parts of the state. A red alert has been issued in Kottayam and Ernakulam districts, with an orange alert in three other districts. The Meteorological Department forecasts heavy downpours in the coming days in Pathanamthitta, Alappuzha, Kottayam, Ernakulam and Idukki districts. India and Libya today discussed various aspects to strengthen their bilateral relations. Minister of State for External Affairs V. Muralidharan met with Libyan Deputy Minister for Political Affairs Mohammed Khalil Issa in New Delhi. Mr. Muralidharan informed in a social media post that during the meeting both the sides also identified the next steps to further strengthen cooperation between the two nations. South Korean and U.S. military aircraft have staged regular combined live-fire drills to strengthen readiness against North Korean threats. It comes amid heightened tensions over Pyongyang's failed satellite launch. Seoul's Air Force said over 90 aircraft, including South Korea's F-35A stealth fighters and the US A-10 attack aircraft, have been mobilized for the four-day exercise that began yesterday over waters off South Korea's west coast. The exercise is focused on strengthening the participating pilots' strike capabilities and bolstering readiness against possible enemy provocations. After hitting record highs in the previous session, the Indian benchmark indices entered consolidation mode today. Despite a positive start, the market fluctuated between gains and losses throughout the session. However, selling in the last hour pulled the indices down to their lowest point of the day. At close, the Sensex was down 220 points or 0.29% at 75,170 and the Nifty was down 2 by 44 points or 0.19% at 22,888. In French Open tennis, ace Indian players Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhamri will start their campaign in the men's doubles first round in Paris today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.